What's up, Breakthrough Success? Mark Coperti here. We have a really awesome episode for you. Our guest has founded four companies and he's written 14 books, all of that while being a college student. So really impressive what our guest has been able to do. And we are at 391 episodes on the podcast. We are rapidly approaching 400 episodes. So I just want to thank you guys so much for really being able to make this possible because I really love doing these interviews. So I definitely hope that you guys enjoy this one. Anyway, let's get right into the action. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Coperti, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And we have a really awesome story for you. And stories like these, one of the goals in sharing these stories is I feel like everyone should really think about what they're prioritizing, what excuses they're making, what they're doing, what they're not doing. So we have someone who, while he was still in college, had four different businesses built and 14 books published. So really incredible stuff from our guest. More about him, he hosts the Project Egg Show, where he's interviewed New York Times bestselling authors, TEDx speakers, and many other great guests. So really inspiring story. We're going to talk a little bit on his journey and just some productivity stuff and how you can achieve your definition of success. So our guest is none other than Ben Gothard. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. It is such an honor to be here, and I am so, so grateful to be able to have this conversation with you.
Ben, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And one of the things that I feel like we have in terms of this opportunity is you see more younger people embracing this idea that you can be writing books, you can be creating training courses, you can be doing all these awesome things. So I got started when I was 11. I'm still in college last semester. Ben did four different businesses while in college and 14 books. So definitely a lot of opportunity out there for anyone. I'm wondering if you could share with us how you first got started in the business sphere and just how that developed into what it is now.
Totally. And I have to ask, do you want the long version or the short version?
Let's do short, borderline medium.
All right, sounds good. So I got two phone calls one day. We're about sophomore year in the fall of 2014. One of those calls was from my father, who's an attorney in New Orleans, and he asked if I'd be his social media intern that summer. And the second was from my roommate, a gentleman by the name of Trey, who asked if I would help him sell some t-shirts that he had printed up. And I told both of them, well, guys, I would love to help you out, and I will, but don't hire me, hire my company. And they're like, what are you talking about? You don't have a company. I was like, not yet. And so I decided to do some intense Googling, really, really, you know, typing hard, thinking fast. And I figured out that all a company really is a like a piece of paper or digital thing that your state or wherever you register the company is like, hey, you filled out this application. We're awarding you this specific type of entity. You're good to go. I was like, all right, sweet. That seems easy enough. So December 19th of 2014, I domiciled my very first company, Gothard Enterprises, and I was fascinated. I was hooked. I mean, it was unlike anything else that I had ever done in my life. And I realized that there's this whole world of business, this whole world of opportunity, of entrepreneurship, of working on yourself and really carving out a path that you want to carve. And you don't have to do the things that most people think you have to do. So I started by managing people's social media. And by that, I think it was January or February, I started managing, I went to LSU, Louisiana State University, and I started to manage the finance department's social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And that was like my first client. And we got a little creative about how they could actually pay me for that service. And it was as a student worker. So it was cool. So I got to, you know, be in there, learn that, get to get that up and running. And then I started picking up more clients. And that was really, really interesting. I remember like the first legitimate check that came in, it's for $800. And I immediately drove to my dad's office and I was like, Dad, you're not going to believe this. Check it out. Well, bam, it's cool. And I'll never forget. I didn't even know it was there, but he took out this bottle of Johnny Walker Black, and he poured us each a shot, and we cheers. And that was one of the most memorable times of my life. It really was. And so fast forward then till roughly July, not roughly, exactly July 3rd, 2016. I'll never forget that day. That was when my first book was published on Amazon, and it went live on Amazon. It's called CEO at 20, A Little Book for Big Dreams. And the whole purpose of that book was to really share with the world my philosophy that we can do anything that we want to do. And there's nothing distinguishable between people like us and other people like Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. We're all working on the same planet, most of us, at least for right now, in 2019. And, you know, we all have the same group of people that we're working with. I mean, the same 7 or 8 billion people on the planet. So it's the actions that we take and the beliefs that we hold and what we choose to do with what we have. That's really what gets us to where we choose to go. And that's, I really do believe, point. It's a choice.
I mean, it's about we have so many resources. It's about choosing to use them the right way. You can, like on LinkedIn, you can be building connections. You can sort of be surfing on there as well. Like Twitter and Facebook, even bigger examples of that, where it's like either like so much business or so much surfing. So we have these different resources. It is about how we use them. And I feel like you do remember your first big check you get. I remember my first $30.78 from Squidoo. That was for writing articles. They're not around anymore, but definitely the money's grown since then. But you do remember your first like more than $10 in like payment that you receive. Question I have though is, you have these different clients with the college schedule. Can you share with us some of the ways you did that and managed the client work with the class work and how that worked?
It's in priorities. I mean, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. Like, I think the real question is, are you willing to pay the price of doing it? Because like we're just talking about, you really can do anything that you want, but it's a matter of like figuring out, okay, if I want to get to Z and I'm at A, what actions do I need to take to get, you know, span that gap? And am I willing to do that? Am I willing to put forth that effort? Am I willing to pay that price? If the answer is yes, then you can do it. And it's just a decision. If the answer is no, choose something else, right? But so maybe that's not the answer you're looking for, but I really don't think it's like, how do you do it? I think it's like, do you care enough to make it work? Because the things that I did to make it work for me, they may or may not work for you in your specific situation, but because only you know like the intricacies and the nuances of your situation.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I know because I'm also in college right now, like one more semester for me, I've probably mentioned that already, but like each semester my business schedule changes because you have to fit it in the school schedule. So like Thursdays right now for me, today being a Thursday as we record, is the day I'm doing my bulk recording. Because I don't feel like spreading it out throughout the week, while other people, they want to spread it out throughout the week because that's what works for them. So there are definitely some different time management things you could do, hacks, but it comes down to your schedule. One thing that I do like that Ben mentioned though is, it just comes down to, are you committed enough? Do you care enough to make it happen? Because like there's like in college, like you have plenty of parties that you can choose from. You have plenty of night outs that you can choose from. And I do none of that. I really like don't, I'm not in the party life. I'm not in the like go out and like do whatever. I'm here recording episodes, and Ben is helping clients during that time instead. So it's just a matter of prioritizing and really caring. I'm wondering if you could share with us when you started to care, how you could build that, because I know you mentioned at the beginning, it was like your dad wants an internship, your friend has the t-shirts, and then like, it's like, I'm going to have a company soon. So how did the care develop and how did you build that commitment?
That's something I've always had since very young, since I was very, very young. You know, I'm Jewish, and as part of the kind of coming of age in a lot of Jewish homes is a bar mitzvah. And that involves reading from the Torah, which just to, it's hard to really describe what it's like. The best way to describe it is like trying to read without vowels. And it's difficult and you have to study and you're 13. So it's like you have to put in a lot of effort to really do it. You could do it, obviously, but you have to put in a lot of effort, right? So after that year of commitment, every week, learning a new bit and a new bit and more and more and more and more and more, then leading the services, giving a like a sermon. After that, after all that preparation, the day of, standing there in front of hundreds of people, addressing them, sharing some thoughts, that was an eye-opener. And I realized, wow, it's the consistent action over an extended period of time and really taking the long-term approach that gives you the best results, right? It's very much like an investor mindset. And that's something I've kept with me throughout my life. And so I also have a very, very, very addictive personality. So like when I was young, whenever I start to do something, I like, it's very hard for me to stop. And so I have to be careful about that, because when I was younger, I would play video games. And I remember like in high school, during the summers, I would literally just play for hours and hours. And it was just endless. And it was just a huge waste of my life because, you know, I was just very hyper-focused on it. So being able to shift that into business and entrepreneurship and personal development, that's, I mean, it kind of saved my life in a way. Seriously, I mean, I know that may sound a bit dramatic to some people, but to others who do have a very addictive personality, you know exactly what I mean. And you know, I would highly, highly encourage you to think about where you're deploying that effort and really challenge your beliefs about how that's helping you, and see if you can channel that somewhere else.
And that is a really great point. Like entrepreneurship, it gives you purpose. I used to play a lot of video games also. I only do them at other people's places, so I don't actually play them at home. But entrepreneurship gives you a purpose, while the other stuff doesn't give you a purpose, doesn't give you that sense of fulfillment. And that's how you could really get that idea where I totally see that, where it can save your life in a way. And one of the things that I also wanted to tap on is just this idea of making choices again. I mean, you have the video games, you can play them, or you could be working on a business. Or if you like the video games so much and you want to stick with them, go on Twitch, go on YouTube or Mixer and do stuff there. So you can turn it into a business, which is another option you have as well. And I mean, how did you then like decide to go from just the social media to like then multiple businesses and multiple books? Like there is a theme here, the theme here being growth. And how do you keep on growing without getting overworked or feeling overwhelmed or any of those feelings?
I'd love to answer that question, and I will. I just want to address one thing. I just want to kind of comment on what you're saying. I want to give you a little bit of pushback on it. I actually don't think entrepreneurship inherently brings you purpose. I think that the way that you can fulfill your purpose, or you can tap into that and explore that, one of the best ways, in my opinion, is through entrepreneurship. I think that's the vehicle. I think the purpose has to actually come from within. So I just wanted to say that one thing. As far as like doing all the different things, it was messing up a lot and exploring my own desires and what I actually cared about and what I wanted to do with my life. You know, I started the company because I thought that was cool. And then I got really into it. And then I started writing and I fell in love with it 5 days after I published my first book. And I just sold it to everybody I had ever met in my life. I realized I needed to build a marketplace of entrepreneurs. So I started Project Egg. EGG stands for Entrepreneurs Gathering for Growth. It started as Facebook group. So I started bringing in a bunch of entrepreneurs, got hundreds of people in this group, started trying to listen to their problems and solve it with my books. And what I recognized was these people were significantly more knowledgeable than I was in various areas. So I started to interview them. That's how the podcast started. Then one of my podcast guests and I started an e-commerce, multiple e-commerce stores. Then some of my friends from high school and I decided, hey, we want to throw a music festival. So we launched Finals Fest in New Orleans. And 2 weeks before finals, and you can appreciate this, but 2 weeks before finals, right, those 2 weeks are like buckle down study time. But the day before those 2 weeks, that is the day to just let it all loose. So we wanted to give all the kids a but we wanted to give everybody a catharsis to like get all your anxiety and stress out through music, through something really, really beautiful before you had to buckle down and study. So we got local artists to come show their wares. We had, and I say this lovingly because I am a nerd, but we recruited local nerds to come set up Super Smash Bros. We had local musicians come and come play. We put on like a 12-hour festival 3 semesters in a row. It was awesome. We sold food, had liquor licenses, security, everything. So anyways, doing that, got involved with a startup where we were, and I decided to start learning programming for a little bit. And you know, I decided to help build a trading algorithm. Because I've been an investor since the 9th grade. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Bring like AI and machine learning to the stock market. That seems sweet. And math, like pure math. So I was doing all those things. And I was trying to go to school. And I was trying to have a social life. And I was trying to sleep occasionally. So all of those things, I went crazy. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I thought about dropping out of school. That was one option. And then I was like, nah, I've already invested a lot of time in this. So I want to, you know, sunk cost fallacy. I didn't want to give it up. You know, it's too painful to give it up than it was to not. So I decided to stick with it. And I decided to actually close down my agency. I closed down my e-com stores. I stopped participating in music festivals. I stopped writing for a long time and I decided to focus on Project Egg. And that was the end of 2017 when I was about to graduate. And so I decided to focus on that. Then I hurt my shoulder, had to get surgery on my shoulder. And as you know, it's very hard to do a show with one good arm. And I just, I couldn't give it my best. And so I had to just pause everything for about 6 months and just focus on recovering. So now we're like mid 2018, decided to really, really get back into the swing of things by going to climb Pikes Peak in Colorado, which is a 14,000 foot mountain. And it's a 13.7 mile climb one way up the mountain. And after that, 9.5 hours of just grueling climbing, made it to the top, and it kind of reignited that the belief and reaffirmed everything that I believe, that the consistent action over an extended period of time. Came back, got fired up about the podcast again, had both arms, and that's really when things started taking off. I started to build a team, started to rebuild that revenue, started to put together a few deals in the background, and really embraced the study of people. So now we're here today.
Wow. And it's very interesting how that big milestone you achieved really set you up for the new growth you had. So sometimes it may, I mean, if you hit your 100th sale, you have a big milestone like that, like my goal, 100,000 YouTube subscribers in 5 years. It's really amazing when you hit that, but you can look for like some other big achievement, like outside of business or something that you haven't really done before, like climbing a big mountain or running a certain race. For me, that's the marathon. So like very insightful about different ways you can get back into it. I wonder if you could share with us some of the habits you've developed that you'd say it would be pretty important for your success.
You have to read, in my opinion. There is just no alternative to, let me rephrase, you have to learn. Yeah. You have to constantly be learning, whether that be through your own experimentation, whether that be through speaking with other people and learning from them, whether like mentorship or just discussion, Socratic method style, whether that be reading. I love to read, and I try to read between 2 to 6 hours a day. And I try to get that in while I'm exercising. So I get like both at the same time. I like to listen to audiobooks. I don't like sit there and read as I'm running.
Yep.
So, you know, don't want to get, anyways. But yeah, I think you have to read. I think you also have to be very intentional about what you want to do. And you know, I recognize that it's very, very, very easy for me to say that because I'm a white guy, and you know, and I don't want to bring anything like that into it. But you know, I recognize that it's very easy for me to say these things. But I think that regardless of where you are in your life, and regardless of what your circumstance is, that is the reality that you face. And I don't want to diminish that. You know, I want to recognize all the struggles that you may be going through and the circumstances you may find yourself in. But if you want to get to where you want to be, regardless of where that is, like, there is a route to get there. There's always a way. There's always a route. And that may be more difficult for you than anybody else on the planet. But if it's meaningful enough to you to get there, then it's worth it to figure it out. So that really, I think it's making a very conscious decision to go after what you want with every fiber of your being, and recognizing that, hey, it's going to be really hard. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it can be easy. And sometimes it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. And it will then get 10 times harder. And that's just how life goes, right? But as we go through that, and as we are on this journey, we become stronger and we develop a greater aptitude and a greater ability to deal with the difficulties of life. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're trying to accomplish, there is a way. The question goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Is it worth it?
Well, those are some really great insights. That idea of learning every day and just really being committed. I feel like that's a great theme from this episode. Remember, we're talking with someone who 4 companies, 14 books, a lot of that happening in college, and still doing great things today. So for people who want to learn more about you, Ben, where should we be going?
Well, I actually truly believe that, you know, I don't want to say any links or anything on the show. You know, I want to make sure it's evergreen. So hopefully there is still some sort of content some sort of message whenever you may be listening to this, that you may be able to find that's associated to my name or the things that I've created. But you know, I would highly encourage everybody to, you know, before they go looking, you know, for any of my stuff, which, you know, I'm very grateful that you give me the opportunity to talk about it. I'd really challenge you to look within first and figure out, what do I really want? And, you know, who am I? And if at that point you've asked yourself those things, and some of the things that we've been talking about today, some of the messages that we've been talking about, some of the beliefs that I've shared, if those resonate with you, then it might be a good idea to look a little bit more into it. But, you know, I really want to make sure that it's something that can be valuable for you, and not just, you know, kind of shove my message.
Well, Ben, very interesting insight. Thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. I mean, all the strategies, tactics you shared, really awesome stuff. I appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Mark. I really appreciate being here.
Ben, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure to have you on. And Breakthrough Success, thank you so much for listening to another episode. I mean, your support is really incredible. If you haven't yet, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a quick review for the show on iTunes, because all of those reviews really do make a big difference for the show. And if you are wondering, how can I launch my own podcast? How can I launch, grow, monetize my podcast, and interview people, just as I've been able to do for over 391 episodes, soon 400. Well, let's talk about that. I do free strategy calls for people who want to learn about these things. I've helped people launch their podcasts. I've helped people grow and monetize. So the link to schedule a free strategy call with me, markgaberti.com/strategy, for anyone who is interested. Once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Breakthrough Success. It's always such a pleasure to have you listening to these interviews and joining me in the action.